countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
On the line from Donegal, I'm joined by Donal Reid, who's a famous Donegal footballer from 1992 and they won their first All-Ireland senior title, played at wing back, but was in the news earlier this week. Donal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien.
Thanks for taking our call, Donal. You were at Mass locally there in Killigordon earlier this week. What happened?
Yes. Well, it was a normal weekday Mass, and the Mass 9:30. And during the Mass, the priest gives a blessing. Now, this is a once a month.
It was a healing service. Mass. Yeah.
Yeah. And he asked the congregation, which was about 12, 14 people, to stand in a semicircle, which he does every month. And he gives a blessing. He puts his hands on the person's head, and then he blesses your hands with chrism oil. Now, I had got my blessing, and I went back down and sat in my seat. And I sat in a few minutes, and I looked up, and I saw a lady coming down. She was the last to get the blessing, an elderly lady. She was coming down the aisle, and I noticed a flame coming up her back. I was kind of taken aback, and next thing the flame got worse, and immediately I said, this lady's on fire. So I jumped out of the seat, and I hadn't time to do the proper thing, which is you're supposed to, I suppose, put the person on the ground and roll them over, but this is an elderly lady. I hadn't time to do that. I explained to her that she was on fire, so I started to pat her on the back and really hard with my hand, and the smoke was going everywhere, and it was a shocking experience, I'm sure, for the woman. But I got it under control quite quickly, and took off her coat, and the lady went back into her seat, and I went back into my seat, which was about four seats behind her. There was another lady came up then and put her arm around the lady to reassure her, make sure she was okay. But thank God, it worked out good.
God. And how did her coat catch fire?
Well, she was standing at the end, and there's a candle rack there with live candles, and I'm assuming her coat caught fire from a live candle, because the lady's quite small, and the hood of her coat caught fire.
As she turned around,
yes.
It caught fire. My God. And if you weren't there, were there any other people sitting behind her that would have noticed it in time?
I don't think so, because, you know, I suppose after healing it's quite solemn, and people are go down to sit, they actually have their heads down, and I mean, there are very few people at a morning weekday Mass. Obviously, there's not very many people there, and this was at the side of the church. It wasn't down the middle aisle, it was the side of the church. And there was a gentleman in front of me, but he had his head down. But just fortunately, I saw what was going on. A natural instinct, I suppose, took over.
And did you burn yourself in the
Slightly,
process?
I burned my hand slightly, but I waited for after communion. I went outside. There was a tap outside. I knew there was a tap outside, so I just put water in my hand, and then I came down home. And I have an aloe vera plant here at home, and I put the aloe vera on it, and thank God, no, it's grand.
Yeah, and you're a daily communicant, Donal.
Yes.
You go to Mass every day. And this is something fairly recent in your life. Relatively recent, isn't that?
Yeah. Well, I suppose when most people are turning away from God, I suppose I'm one that's turning back to God. I suppose this has gone on maybe nine or 10 years, and I wrote a book 2 years ago detailing my life, giving a life account, and
It's been a roller coaster life for you. There's no doubt about that.
A roller coaster, yeah.
Winning in All Ireland in '92. Of course, you were part of the under 21 team in '83, and indeed a selector in 2012. So you bring a lot of luck to Donegal when it comes to All Ireland. But winning the All Ireland in '92 didn't necessarily lead to, you know, very happy years after, Donal, for you. Am I right in saying that?
Well, that's true. I suppose football took over my life, and after retiring, I suppose, I was trying to fill that void, and I took up managing different football teams in Tyrone, and I managed the Donegal under-21 team for 2 years, and then I was involved in a lot of charity work, and I went to Romania in 1997. I returned in 1998. I was working in an orphanage, and on my second trip out there, I tried to take my own life. I was standing on the edge of a bridge, and I was a millisecond away from jumping, and I had a bad 2 years, I would say, of deep depression. But thank God that was a long time ago. So ever since that experience, I suppose, I'm like everyone else in life. I suppose it made me think, what was life all about? And I suppose I started on a journey and started to search what was the meaning of life. And fortunately, I met a priest 10 years ago. His name was Father Paul Gallagher. He's since deceased. And it was just, I suppose people can say it's divine providence, but we met. We used to work together in a hotel in Bundoran 35 years ago, and he got a late vocation to the priesthood, and he put me on a journey, which I'm still on, and thank God every day for him, because I suppose nowadays I see a different world. We live in a very different world than the world I grew up in, and there's a lot of despair out there, and with our youth, and I suppose they're searching too, but I think maybe they're looking in the wrong places. Right. So I see it. I run a practice here. I'm a physical therapist, and I get a lot of young people in here who tell me their stories, and it's heartbreaking at the moment. And
but Donal, what you discovered in the depths of despair is that there is help out there, and you are now happy and at peace, and thankful for that. And the elderly lady, as she's referred to, whom you helped, how is she, by the way, since?
Yeah. Mary rang me on Wednesday to thank me, and she said she felt some heat on her back. She was totally unaware of what was going on or what was happening. She said she got an awful shock, but she's a very humble lady, and I'm sure you know she's an elderly woman.
She's okay. You
thank God.
It was a divine intervention, I suppose you could say, Donald.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Donald, I'm going to let you go there, and thank you very much. I know the time is short, and we might have a longer chat with you again in the future. But you know, really, really, could have been a terrible, terrible story. But you were there to in mass earlier this week in Killigordon to help that lady out, and all's well that ends well. Donald Reid, thank you very much for taking our call this morning.